USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep climbing. After passing $3.40 a gallon on Friday, the AAA national average for regular is up another tenth of a cent on Monday. The average price now is up more than 20 cents a gallon in the past month. The least expensive gas in the country is in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is just under $3.01 a gallon. In California, meanwhile, the statewide average is now above $4.60. This as President Biden insists time is running out to address climate change. Biden speaking at the International Climate Summit in Scotland.
Will we do what is necessary? Will we seize the enormous opportunity before us? Or will we condemn future generations to suffer?
The country that emits the most CO2s in the world, China, not attending the summit. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
The Supreme Court ruled that President Biden's executive order to end former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their claims were being heard was unconstitutional and ordered the president to reinstate it. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis says we need the Remain in Mexico policy.
We continue to urge this president to secure our borders, particularly the Remain in Mexico policy of President Trump. He said he was going to do it in November. Let's see if he does it, because we will be holding him accountable every single day until he does do that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jury selection is underway in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. He's the Illinois man charged with shooting three rioters in Wisconsin last year, killing two. Rittenhouse's attorneys are arguing that it was self-defense and he was trying to help protect businesses from looters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
China views Taiwan as a breakaway province and claims that it is part of its own territory. The two countries split in 1949, and China has been increasing pressure on the self-ruled nation while opposing its involvement in international organizations. The United States does not formally recognize Taiwan, but maintains an unofficial alliance. President Biden said last week that the United States would protect Taiwan in the case of an attack by Beijing. That later was walked back by the White House. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was asked what America would do directly to help defend Taiwan.
There is no change in our policy. We've had a long-standing commitment that, by the way, then Senator Biden strongly supported when he was in the United States Senate, a long-standing commitment pursuant to the Taiwan Relations Act to make sure that Taiwan has the means to defend itself. We stand by that. The president stood by that strongly. And we want to make sure that no one takes any unilateral action that would disrupt the status quo with regard to Taiwan. That hasn't changed.
The Houston Astros will be back at home tomorrow for Game 6 of the World Series. They beat the Atlanta Braves 9-5 Sunday night despite Atlanta's early lead. The Braves lead the series 3-2. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.